I've got one question to ask that on Friday, people turn up late for Friday prayers. They come to Masjid after Imam Sahib's speech. If you could please encourage people to come early to Masajid and listen speech too.
Well, we should also try to analyze the state of our speech, that what kind of speech do we deliver? Firstly, contemplate the topics of the speech you're delivering. Furthermore, one should also ponder upon the choice of words he uses to deliver his speech. And then another problem is that we don't really know what topics to choose to deliver his speech. We just stick to one or two specific topics, and we just keep delivering speeches over those few topics. And at times our way of delivering the speech is also very aggressive. We ourselves become satisfied, and a couple of people are always there to praise us. They keep praising you like, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, wonderful speech. But who actually heard it? No one. And those who come for khutbah keep looking at the watch. People are not as much passionate. They just come because it's Jum'ah and they know that they have to offer it. They don't listen to the speech. So choose topics like teaching them the rulings of Salah. I also used to deliver speeches before, and honestly, there would be very few people. Then when Dawat-e-Islami started, then I understood people's psyche. I would travel and go to far and wide areas of Karachi and announce after Salah, please stay behind after Salah. I will teach you the method of funeral Salah. At some places, I would announce that I would teach you the method of wudu. I will teach you the method of Salah. Please stay behind. InshaAllah, I will teach you the sunnahs of eating. And this was absolutely something new for people. They would stay behind out of curiosity. So alhamdulillah, masajid got filled up. And then we needed space outside the masjid. Then a time came when the ijtima'as would be held outside. And then they were held inside the grounds. So this happened gradually. There were different phases and things happened step by step. Today it's been approximately 40 years and you can see where Dawat-e-Islami has reached. But the approach of good mannerism has played a vital role in it. Then topics like talking about death, talking about the graveyard, actions that are beneficial for the hereafter, talking about the actions that will be beneficial inside the grave. Then the topic of Medina. Talking about Medina is important. Our speech is not complete and remains incomplete without talking about Medina. So talk about the excellences of Medina and at times of Jannatul Baqi, depending on the situation. So when I adopted this very approach for my speeches, people started to enjoy a lot. And because of this very approach, people came close to me. Then people started to keep a beard, adorn their heads with imamah. They started to wear clothes according to sunnah. People's characters were improved, their anger was controlled. The environments of homes changed. Domestic disputes and conflicts that we normally used to witness, like between a father and a son, a mother and daughter, etc., came to a great decline. It is with the mercy of Allah Almighty. Today, you will see there are thousands of families in Dawat-e-Islami. Which organization is there that you will find that has changed the environments of the homes? Dawat-e-Islami holds this honor. You will see that a mother is also in Dawat-e-Islami and so is the daughter. Daughter-in-law, son, father, all are in Dawat-e-Islami. You will find several such families where even small children will be in Dawat-e-Islami. So this, alhamdulillah, is an approach. So if you ponder upon your own speeches, you'll become the undisputed king of your own area. People will come and consult with you. Upon one call of yours, you'll see that people will stand by you. But first thing first, enter their hearts. Adopt softness, good mannerism, and your way of speech should be full of wisdom. If you become a reformer in true sense, then people will be reformed and you will inshallah see it for yourself that this reformation would become such a weapon for you that Satan the accursed will not find any space to escape. Satan will run away. This is just an example to make you understand Satan will never leave us alone. He's flowing with blood inside our veins. In other words, Satan is being followed. And to a great extent, and this approach will bring some kind of stoppage to it. Like the environment of Dawat-e-Islami is in front of you. With the mercy of Allah Almighty, in the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, you will find many such people who once were robbers, thieves, criminals, but today they are preachers. their past would be absolutely different. Those who once would remain intoxicated are today devotionally lost in the love of the Prophet. Those who would have the habit of listening to sinful things prior to going to sleep now go to sleep by listening to anath. You would find many such kind of people, perhaps you've already met some of them.
So why are you staying behind? What are you waiting for? Dawat-e-Islami is yours, it is for you. Come and join Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah, together we'll take it to the next level. We already have come very far. Where is it that you will not find the existence of Dawat-e-Islami? We'll together bring more progress to it. And try to adopt the pattern of Dawat-e-Islami in your speeches. You'll notice that your masjid will fill up. This complaint will end that people come at the time of khutbah. People will be waiting in advance that when will Maulana arrive and teach us sunnahs. Make announcement that today I taught you the sunnahs of ruku'. Next time, inshallah, I will teach you the method of sajda. You will see that those people who have the passion of learning salah will come to the masjid and join you early, thinking that I wonder what new rulings of sajda will we be taught today. At least try for it. It is possible that you don't see results at the start, but people will get to know about it gradually. And those specific people who are passionate to learn about these rulings, they'll come to offer salah behind you from far and wide, saying that this Maulana delivers good speech. He teaches a salah. He taught me how to do wudu. I had so many mistakes in my wudu. I come here to offer my Jum'ah salah and I've also learned how to do wudu. I learned how to do ghusl. If you adopt this very approach, you will see that how wonderful everything will become. And don't delay Jama'ah timing. This is also one of the reasons why people stop attending you. They say things like, these are the timings for Jum'ah Salah, and these people are breaching their promise. This imam breaches his promise. Salah is not valid behind him. Ignorant people say this, that Salah is not valid behind him. He breaches his promise. He doesn't fulfill his promise. The announcement for the Jama'at was at 1:30. We went there and the Jama'at started at 1:45. The same people will create a fuss if a film is shortened a bit, complaining that why didn't it last its full duration? And if you happen to take 2 extra minutes in Salah, they will go against you. So you have to make sure that you go about according to their psyche, if you are to work amongst them. And you have to work amongst them, there's no choice besides this because they're thieves of faith all around. There are so many people out there who are dragging people towards hell using different ploys. And we are to take them in the feet of the Holy Prophet. We are not to drag them nor to push them, we are to lead them. In the feet of the Prophet, their salvation lies there. But with wisdom and sound strategy. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.